Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Her resilience, ambition, and love for the Lord is what motivates her to fulfill her God-given purpose. Kim LaCar had a dream. Through the twists and turns of life, her dream is being realized. It's a story of faith, perseverance, brokenness, and hope. And it's hope that we want to talk about when we pause even for a moment, that whatever you're facing right now, whatever challenge it might be, however daunting the task, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. In Him who loved us so much. He died on the cross for our sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the life of Kim LaCar, is here today, dear one, to touch your life as well. Kim LaCar was born in Port Chester, New York, and later lived in Florida. She opened for Grammy-nominated artist Third World and placed 10th as a semifinalist in a Christian recording competition, Quiero Cantar. She then went on to self-produce her first EP, Battles of the Heart, in 2012. In late 2012, Kim moved to Hawaii with her husband and performed at the Honolulu Festival. Her new release, Healed My Wounds, is playing on Hawaii's number one Christian station, 95.5 The Fish, our sister station. Kim, welcome to our show.
Danny, thank you so much for having me. It's really a humbling experience and a blessing.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the release.
Thank you.
Of your new song, Healed My Wounds. Kim, that's a gripping title. What's the significance of
the title? Oh, man. You know, it's funny, listening to you introduce me, I often forget my goals that I've actually been able to achieve throughout my life. And thinking back to when I wrote Healed My Wounds, you know, I was going through a really, really rough time. My cousins and I, we actually weren't on speaking terms. Family really started falling apart. My best friend and I, we stopped talking for about 2 years prior to that. And I got a phone call from a really great friend of mine. And he says, you know, Kim, I've been really thinking about your songwriting. And the Lord's just telling me, you know, we need to get together. We need to write. And in 3 months, there's going to be this really big festival. And I'd love for you to jump on board with me. But I know you really want to start writing Christian music. And I said, yes, his name is Willie. He goes by T-Fox. He's a great musician. And I said, sure, Willie, of course, why not? I get off the phone, and I wrote the song in 5 minutes. And it was like just two chords at once. But, you know, I just remember standing by the window just looking outside and just you know, thinking back to all this turmoil, all this hurt that had happened during that year. And just, I mean, it was just unbearable at times. But, you know, I came to a place in my life when I wrote that song that I really just had to, you know, release, just move forward and really accept God and just let Him work in my life. And, you know, Healed My Wounds is about finding your value within yourself, knowing that you are good enough, knowing that, you know, your Godfather is going to, you know, see you through no matter what. In the depths of my pain and despair, that song just, you know, came out of nowhere, out of a phone call that it just drove me. And I never did anything with it. I recorded it while I was recording my EP, Battles of the Heart. I let my my brother hear it, and I kind of stashed it away. Stashed it away for 2 years.
Well, it's not stashed away anymore.
No, no.
And as it's an expression, a testimony, a story of how the Lord has healed your wounds and your brokenness, and we'll go into that
right
further. The Lord is using it to remind people that He can heal their wounds as well. And it's interesting how it's healed my wounds.
Right.
Not just heal my wounds.
No, it's healed.
He healed your wounds. And so let's listen to
sure,
the song.
Sure.
Here's Kim LaCar singing her new release. You're going to listen to it with Kim singing it in studio. You are able to hear it.
Thank you.
You're able to hear her. On the radio, she's going to sing it for us live in studio, right here before us. Kim, take it away.
All right, Lord, this is for you.
I've been afraid, and all this time, you've waited for me. I struggled through the years to get to your embrace before I was helpless. And I know you'll never give me more than I can take. I was lonely when you reached out, touched my heart, your love has set me free. If there has ever been anything that I needed, Lord, know that it's you. If there has ever been a moment that I doubted, now I know that it was you. You heal my wounds, heal my wounds, heal my wounds. The moment of grace when I felt you, I overcame my darkest nights. See you shine your light, uplifted my worries. Fulfill your promise, yes you will. In your love I'm purified. I was lonely when you reached out, touched my heart, your love has set me free. If there has ever been anything that I needed, Lord, know that it's you. If there has ever been a moment that I doubted, now I know that it was you. You heal my wounds, heal my wounds. Don't need to look into your eyes to know that you're there. Cut my life through my cries, let me know that you care. Give it all up for you, 'cause you heal my wounds, heal my wounds. I was lonely when you reached out, touched my heart, your love has set me free. I know what's best for me. If there has ever been anything that I needed, Lord, know that it's you. If there has ever been a moment that I doubted, now I know that it was you. You heal my wounds, heal my wounds.
Thank you.
That's Kim LaCar singing live in studio here. Her song, her new release, Healed My Wounds. You can hear it on our sister station, 95.5, The Fish. She talks about doubt. She talks about need. She talks about, well, those moments in life when we may feel all alone. Kim LaCar, as you sing with such, both, not only the passion, the emotion, but it's almost like you're enraptured and taken away by the song and the lyrics, the words, the experience. What goes on in you as you express this gift?
It's not for me, Danny. You know, I wrote this song and I'm getting so emotional because this song is not for me. It's to glorify the Lord. Mm. It's to help others. And I just love the art of being able to express myself to a degree that I just can't imagine that, you know, I could feel the way that I do singing for the Lord as compared to when I wasn't singing for him.
There's a distinction she makes. There's a contrast she is referring to. A different motive, a different audience,
right.
A different purpose. When we come back, more from Kim LaCar. Kim LaCar, the one who has just performed before you. Really, is it a performance? I don't know. Maybe it's an act of worship. Maybe it's an offering to the Lord, and really an offering for the Lord to you in your heart. But there's more to it than just that. You see, one is not able to just throw out a song with that kind of depth without going through certain things in life. In fact, sometimes God doesn't even release. Maybe that's why there was a 2-year waiting period before it was released, because God was doing some work in her heart, in her life. Maybe that's why certain things haven't happened for us yet, because God is waiting. Stay with us. Kim LaCar will share with us her story when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest. Well, it's one of the
greatest
privileges in life, you know, when you're able to talk to somebody about their dream. Or even if someone asks you, hey, what is your dream? And they really want to know, they want to listen. And as you explain, it's that marvelous thing, even by describing a dream. It's just words, right? Oh, but it's more than words. As you utter it, as you speak it out, it begins to take shape. It's more than just a visual. People begin to believe in it, begin to see it. That's the power of our words, and that's the beauty of dreams. I think God has given Kim LaCar a marvelous capacity, and she's here in studio with us. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. So glad you're with us today. You can find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Kim LaCar, I love saying your name. It sounds like the name of a famous person.
It is so.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small town, 2 mile radius, right near Connecticut, Port Chester, New York, in Westchester County.
What was it like growing up there in Port Chester?
Growing up in Port Chester, you know, I remember being 8 years old and playing outside until like 11 o'clock at night. You know, it was one of those towns where you knew everyone and your parents knew of them and they knew so-and-so. I mean, I remember summers where the fire department would come and like open up the fire hydrant because it was so hot and we'd like play in the middle of the street, you know. But times have changed. Yeah. Times have changed.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, that's such a great question, because as a child, I was such a dreamer. I mean, I used to mess up my mom's, her cassette tapes. She used to love listening to Juan Luis Guerra y el grupo 440 Merengue group, and I'd take her tapes and get her recorder and make pretend I had my own little show, record over them, you know. But I really looked up to a lot of artists, example, like Selena. Mm-hmm. You know, I really liked Mariah Carey, and I loved Stevie Wonder. I mean, oh my gosh. But the one person that, you know, I looked up to the most was my grandmother. Mm. You know, she was the reason why I started taking music lessons. My mother, well, she actually convinced my mother to help start taking me to piano lessons. And so I did, you know, and I took piano lessons, and I wanted to play violin, but no, I had to play piano. And so I experimented with other instruments. Long story short, I didn't know that the whole time I was taking piano lessons, it was my stepdad who was actually paying for my lessons, paying for my recital dresses. It's just amazing, you know, now as an adult, when I think back at little things like that.
How did your grandmother's passing help you realize your love for music?
Yeah, at first it didn't, I'll be honest with you. My grandmother died when I was 10. My family upbringing, my mother was divorced from my biological father, first marriage, and they were separated by the time it was about 3 months, I believe. And so I have the youngest memory that I have. I believe I was either 2 or 3 in a parking lot, and I was wearing a red sweater, and my mom took me to visit my biological father. And I actually remember that. I thought it was a dream, but I remember asking her years back. You know, so with time, I kept going back and forth with music, you know. I had a love-hate relationship with music. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to be in band. I wanted to sing. You know, I wanted to play guitar. But I was just so torn by filling a void that not until I pushed myself to record my album was it that I realized, you know, the seed that was planted in me years ago goes back to when I was a child, and I didn't know that.
There's some kind of a blend, a connection. You mentioned about your biological father. In what way did your search for your father signal that you were at a crossroads in life?
You know, I spent a lot of my adolescence filling a void with the love that I wanted to feel from a man with unkept promises for years and years and years and in and out of relationships. You know, Danny, now that I think about it as an adult, at the time, I was emotionally abused. I was physically abused, you know, and now that I think about it, I wish he was there to save me from that. But it's okay, because he wasn't meant to raise me. He was meant to make me, to bring me to life. You know, my stepdad, I love him so much, because even though I went through such a hard time not wanting him, not wanting to accept him, I wouldn't change a thing for the world. I would not change it, because I know that God has allowed me to feel pain. He's allowed me that because he knows that I'm strong. You know, and there many things happened as I grew up, but I always would pray to God. I mean, I remember I was raised a Catholic, and I remember even after I did my communion, I would still pray. I would pray daily, you know, and I remember leaving my mom's house at times when I was in my teens. She'd think I'd go do whatever. I was at like the chapel at some point. But, you know, I found music. Music was my escape. Writing was my escape, you know. It was where I could just say what I wanted, and I was okay with it because I got it out somehow.
There are deep wells within us, wells that come from experiences, wells of emotions. And when it comes to music, whether it's you as a singer, songwriter, performer, sharing your gift, or someone like me or someone listening today who listens, mm-hmm. there's a connection there in the way that you express. I feel the same way. There's right. a vicarious sensation, feeling, relatable connection that takes place. It's mysterious in some ways. It's certainly esoteric. You can't really pinpoint everything, but in terms of it being so objective, it's a mm-hmm. subjective matter. But not to be so analytical about things, Kim. Songwriting. It was discovered by you as a passion. It sounds to me almost like a catharsis, something that sort of like broke through. Describe what it felt like to realize your passion for songwriting as a gift.
You know, I'm going to go back really quick to the first song I wrote. I was actually working at a Tex-Mex restaurant, and I went ahead and, you know, I had gotten into a little argument and with the guy I was dating at the time, and I just started writing on a little pad for taking orders. But not until I experienced one of the most heartbreaking experiences in my life, to where I was promised so much by someone that said they saw this talent in me, that said they could drive me, that they could make me to who I am. I was so vulnerable, because all I wanted was that record deal. All I wanted was that publishing deal. That person broke me, Danny. Not for long, because I'm a survivor. And that point, when that experience happened to me, to where someone feeds on what you love the most, and they try to just break you, I stopped writing. And all these years, 10, 12, you know, years of just writing, I said, how am I going to let this go to waste? I have a gift of storytelling. And when I wrote Healed My Wounds, to me that was confirmation that all these years I spent running away from God, I wasn't running away. I was running back to him when I wrote healed my wounds.
I want to go back to that and, you know, talk about when you talk about 10, 15 years, your adolescent mm-hmm. years. Were there, in those years, would you say you, how did your faith come into play during those times, you know, when you were going through that?
You know, Danny, I am from a Hispanic background. I'm not sure how many generations back we, in my family line, practice Santeria, which goes back in my family line. I didn't know that has been following me this whole time. I actually...
Explain what that is.
Santeria is it's a form of spiritualism. To be honest with you, I can't really explain more than that because it's something that's just so ugly. That's all. I can just my experience, it's just ugly, you know? And I was, like I said, when I was an adolescent, you know, I would seek the Lord. But
can you call it Santeria?
Santeria, or it's a type of voodoo.
Okay, Santeria. Okay.
Santeria, yes.
Santeria. Well, let's go into detail more as far as your experience can tell us.
Right.
About Santeria. This Kim LaCar is talking about a form of voodoo. It's been a part of her family for generations. Have you experienced a form of spiritualism in your family? You know, it's really interesting. She talks about being from a Hispanic background culturally. Spiritualism, voodoo, mm-hmm. is in every culture.
Yeah.
You can find something there. And you know what? It's so cultural, we might not even realize it.
Right.
Until a certain point in our life where we become cognizant, aware. Then things begin to dawn on us. And sometimes it's just being exposed to the truth. We begin to realize things. The Lord reveals things to us. Revelation takes place. As you can tell, Healed My Wounds, the song from Kim LaCar, it comes from a very deep place of the working of Almighty God. And when we come back, she'll share more about that deep place. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry?
Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So you wonder, man, it's like, what's going on here? I mean, there's certain things that happen over and over again, and If you could have a picture, it's like, I want to get this thing off of my shoulder. Get off of me. Get away from me. But you don't know what it is. Could it be a form of spiritualism? Could it be some kind of stronghold that has gotten hold of your life? Could it be something that needs to be broken? Kim LaCar talks about Santeria. Which is a form of spiritualism in her background. We've heard right. A little bit about it before. Mm-hmm. Kim, give us more details about that and how Santeria had impacted your life.
You know, growing up, my mother took me to church. You know, as I said, I was raised a Catholic. My grandmother, I don't remember. I mean, I was only 10 when she passed, but you know, I do remember her visiting or with this man that would read her like tarot cards. Or, I mean, to us, it was like, oh, there's no harm in that. You know, I didn't know that these were portals. You know, I played Ouija board when I was a kid. I was into like Halloween and horror flicks and all that stuff. But when I moved to Tampa, Florida, you know, I felt like I had to leave New York. I had to do something with my life. My plan was to stay there for 6 months, but I ended up going into school and getting my associates in digital production. During that time, I would go see this lady who would read shells to me. You know, it's like reading tarot cards. And fast forward to 2008 is when I was initiated into spiritualism, Santeria, which I didn't know at the time what was going on. I thought I was just, you know, praising. I don't know what. Like, I was such in this trance that I just didn't know who I was. You know, she'd tell me, you have to pray to this statue. You have to light these candles. You have to, you know, smoke a cigar and blow it out here. And I mean, this was in a matter of 6 months, Danny. Before those 6 months, I was planning on moving back to New York, right? But I decided to stay because I got a phone call and I was able to get my loans to complete my bachelor's in recording arts. So I ended up staying to go back to school. And in that time, in those 6 months, I just can, you know, I can't even begin to like wrap my head around all these things. I mean, there was ceremonies with like beans and like bowls and like chicken, pigeons, you know, blood. And it was just like, what is going on here? You know, it was scary. You know, I remember at a ceremony, this lady started speaking and I don't know what. It was just really scary. But, you know, a month later, I had actually, well, about 2-3 months later, I met my husband around that time. And, you know, I remember we were at Walmart and we were just looking at books and he handed me a Bible. He's like, what about this? I didn't know it was a Bible. To me, I'd never really opened up a Bible to read it. But to me, that was a sign of, man, you know, this is God speaking to me. A month later, I was in my apartment because I was living on my own at the time. Actually, I'm sorry. I was living with my cousin, but she had actually left because I was in such like a downhill spiral that she couldn't deal with my craziness. She even felt uncomfortable being in the apartment. I was standing in front of a mirror and I closed my eyes and opened them for a quick second. I saw the biggest thing. I mean, it was, I don't know what it was, but the figure of like a, it was like 8 feet. It was just like broad shoulders. It was just really scary. And I stopped and I said, you know what? You are not going to take me. Because at that point I was suicidal. I was. And I said, you're not going to take me. And I went to a priest the next day. I spoke to my cousin. I spoke to my aunts. I spoke to everyone that could help me to get away from this thing. And the lady that initiated me into that thing, I'll call it a thing, said, you read a Bible. Go ahead. God's not going to do nothing for you. I'll tell you what, though. Everything that I've given to you, I want it back. Danny, I got into the car with all the little beads and all this stuff
paraphernalia.
Yeah, that we would use, thank you, to worship or whatever you want to call it. And I got in the car with my aunt and uncle, drove to a beach. What would have taken me a half hour took me an hour and a half because I was just in this place of darkness. I could not even move. I got down on my knees and I pushed that stuff into the water. And I remember it was the clearest sky I've ever seen with one star. And I prayed to God and I asked him to please release me of that because I didn't know that I was in that. I didn't know what I was doing. I really didn't. And people might say, hey, how do you not know what you're doing? Because you're so blind, because you keep going back, because, you know, you keep getting all these good things and then you got to ask for more and ask for more. No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that I was worshiping something that wasn't the Lord. Mm. And I came back the next day. Danny, I kid you not, there was a M written on my front door in chalk and on the ground. And I opened the door. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will not control me because I serve one God and only one.
You know, when you looked in the mirror before this radically transforming moment where you made it's a moment of a change of mind.
Right.
It's volition.
Right.
I mean, it's a strong strength from within, and you said, you're not going to take me. Where do you feel that strength came from?
That was Christ all over me. That was the Lord speaking to me because I was suffering from insomnia. Mm. You know, I was having suicidal thoughts. I felt helpless.
You see, as you speak, and again, when you talk about healed my wounds,
right,
as we're hearing your story, it's like backing into the
it's
meaning of the
so
depth
much.
Of the song.
It's so much, Danny.
Somebody today, Kim, they're in a very dark place. And maybe the only candle of a flickering light is they're hearing your story at this moment. Mm-hmm. And up to this point, they did not know there was another way.
Right.
what would you say to them?
To surrender to the Lord. Because what you think that might be good for you at the moment, it's just consuming you of your potential. And I just had so much potential that I was letting go to waste.
Listening to lies, believing lies?
Believing lies. You know, being caught up by the world and success and wanting to be famous and, you know, going to clubs and the whole party scene and, you know, just all these materialistic things in life. Watching my family get hurt. Wanting so much from life. Wanting my dad to love me. Wanting my, you know, like all these things. Wanting my life to just come together. And you can have that.
You know, it's moving. It's motivating. It's gripping. When I hear somebody stand up with strength, and I think that the devil will pry and just victimize a person. He'll victimize us in our weak moment when emotionally we are down, when we're demoralized,
right.
And we can be easily confused. My friend, as you listen today, if you're in a state of confusion, if you're in a place of suicidal thoughts, if you're in that place of darkness, and you can barely describe where you're at, maybe neutralized, paralyzed by fear, the Lord sends Kim LaCar as his messenger today, a messenger in song, a messenger in word, a story to remind you it's not over. This is not the end. There is a new beginning for you. And even as she says, surrender.
Right.
There is a strength in a surrender. There is a power in surrender. When you surrender to God, there's a new future and a new hope. Kim LaCar will share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Her song, Healed My Wounds, is available on iTunes. And get it there, Healed My Wounds. And you can find out more about Kim LaCar at facebook.com/Kim LaCar. facebook.com/Kim LaCar. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Kim LaCar is with us today, and wow, she has... There's a dynamism in her personality, in her spirit, in her gifting, and it's all under the grace of Jesus Christ. Again, facebook.com/Kim LaCar and get Healed My Wounds on iTunes. Kim, do you have another song that you can sing for us today?
Sure. This song... was actually the last song that I wrote when I was putting together my EP. So it was actually written before Healed My Wounds. And I felt like I needed to have closure with my father at the time. Like I said earlier, my mother and my dad, they were divorced when I was young. So, I was longing for that love from him. But I had to realize that, it's okay to go through things in life and really... own up to the things that you've done and not blame everybody else, So take accountability. Not only that, try to make the best of your situation, because this seed that's planted, it's not a coincidence. So this song is called Battles of My Heart. And I actually released it on the EP, which I'm going to do a new release of the EP, just because I need to add more songs. But this is Battles of My Heart. And the closure has been made with my father, just in case anybody wants to know.
Small town with a big dream, little girl, do you see what you can be? Try to hide behind the mask, I know. Then walk through the crowds. Who cares if they didn't know me for me? They didn't know that you left me. Thought that somehow you showed up. And I've wasted time. Don't you ever wish if you will see me again? Don't you ever wish that you would hold my hand again? 'Cause I can see how you wear your disguise, and I can't escape from you, and I want to. So now you know, these are the battles of my heart. Trace back my memories somehow. I've lived in misery. Had my heart broken time and again. While I try to replace you, still don't know the color of your eyes. 'Cause I live my life wondering, no need to question why. You had better things to try. Better things to try. Don't you ever wish that you would see me again? Don't you ever wish that you would hold my hand again? 'Cause I can see how you wear your disguise, and I can't escape from you, and I want to. And now you know, I said now you know, these are the battles of my heart. Battles of my heart. Battles of my heart.
And that's the short version.
Kim LaCar. That's her song, Battles of My Heart. She gave a little background about it. Thinking about her dad.
Right.
Life without her dad. Her estranged father. and the depth of pain that she had gone through throughout her life. Kim, it touched me because I could hear the heart cry for Dad.
You know, I learned about 2 years ago that my father is a schizophrenic. I didn't know that. And it breaks my heart because he's so lost. And I ask the Lord to just place his hand in his heart and over his head and to just to make good. I want my dad to make good with the Lord. Mm. He's in a hard place, mm-hmm. you know, but I love him. And I love my stepdad as much. You know.
Kim, a woman today, mm-hmm. a young woman, a middle-aged woman, maybe a woman in the golden years of life, is listening and feels what you feel. They also can relate with not having the healthy love and affection,
right.
the warm embrace, the words of affirmation right. from their father. And they've lived with this lived with an emptiness
right.
and a hurt gnawing at them. What would you say?
You know, Danny, so many years I lived, like I said earlier, trying to fill this void. And I just kept running into unkept promises. But not until before I got married that I realized that in order for me to live the life that I want, in order for me to be happy, in order for me to have a successful marriage, and you know, things are going to happen in marriage. I understand that. I need to be right with God. I need to accept what has happened and forgive, which is the hardest thing for anyone to do. Because once you forgive, you release that. And you just say, Lord, you know what? I'm yours. I'm your daughter. I'm your son. And though here in the flesh, I didn't receive that. I didn't see it on a day-to-day basis. There's nothing like the love of the Lord. Mm. And my husband has been my angel. My husband is my everything. And
what's your husband's name?
His name is Gerson.
Gerson?
Yes.
Well, Gerson has been used by God to
help
facilitate healing in your life.
Yes.
Wow.
He's
an angel of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
God sent him to you.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, would you pray?
Sure.
Pray. I, you know, out of brokenness.
Sure.
There can be healing.
Of course.
And there can be joy. Please.
Father God, I just want to take this moment to thank you, Lord, to raise your name, to love you, Father, to feel your love in your presence, because I know that through you, Lord, everything is possible, and I know that you are what makes this life great, and it's so much bigger than we are, Lord. And whoever, Lord, is hurting out there right now, Father, I pray that you give them that embrace, you just love all over them, Lord, because they know that there's hope, Father, and through you all things are possible, Lord. And I just want to thank you for allowing me, Father, to reach out to those people that need it, because I know that with you, I'm going to fulfill my purpose. And I thank you, Lord. I thank Danny for his ministry, and I thank you for the gifts that you've given us, Lord, in Jesus' name.
You know, the Lord has a heart for the brokenhearted, for the lonely, for the hurting. And it's not just something to placate you short term, but he wants to reach and touch you and let you know his presence long term.
Right.
And long term meaning for eternity. And it's so much more than just high hopes. The Lord fulfills his promises because he is faithful. And Kim LaCar is a testament of that, and she sings it in her song, Healed My Wounds. Healed My Wounds, it's available on iTunes. and facebook.com/KimLacar.
You know, just to, I just wanted to touch on this. You know, I started songwriting when I was 16. Danny, 15 years. 15 years. I would say one day my song's going to be on the radio. People would look at me like I was crazy. Here I am. Mm. Because I just believe. I believe there's a purpose.
You know, we talked briefly about that. And it's the marvel of God's grace and God's faithfulness. And you know what's encouraging? Sometimes God doesn't answer our prayers when we expect.
I know.
When we want.
Right.
When we think it's the right time. But look at you now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a substance in you, Kim. It's like the Lord has prepared you for this very moment. And the process of what he's done in your heart.
And he's placed people to help me get there. And I thank you, Danny, for this opportunity.
Well, and I thank you. I diddle that. Because as much as God has brought people into your life,
mm-hmm.
look at how many lives he's using you to reach, to touch. And I have a sense that the Lord is getting ready to launch you on a journey that will be used to glorify his name, and your heart is at that place where you want to honor him.
Right.
Kim, thank you for being with us today. I'm very grateful that you took the time out of your schedule to be here to share your life and share your song.
Thank you, Danny. You know, it's not about me. It's about our Father God. So
Amen.
Thank you.
And I'm with you there. And dear one, as you have been privileged, we have been privileged to be with Kim today. It is our hope indeed that you have been inspired. Oh, that you were encouraged by her story. You can get Healed My Wounds at iTunes. And you can find out more about Kim at facebook.com/KimLacar. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus as Kim has shared today. Share the love of Christ with someone near you. And my friend, if you haven't done so, hey, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. And in the words of Kim, surrender. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support, we'd sure appreciate it. To make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 says, "For the vision awaits the appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. It seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Kim LaCar, facebook.com/KimLacar. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.